Welcome to the daily chizuk. One of the mitzvot in the Torah is that we must know when we make an effort that brings success, it is really Hashem who brings about the success, not our effort. The pasuk says, "Ki hu hanoten lecha koach la'asot hayl." There's another pasuk in Mishle which says, "Birkat Hashem hi ta'ashir." It is the blessing of Hashem which brings wealth. A man told me he was home last year, jobless and unable to pay any of his bills. Out of nowhere, somebody called him up and offered him a job. And in that job, he has seen tremendous siyata dishmaya. In a very short time, he climbed to the highest rankings in the company. That is Birkat Hashem. Anyone who is in the workforce has countless opportunities to attribute his successes to Hashem. And if the person is trained to have this proper outlook, he can fulfill this mitzvah all the time. Chazal tell us, Gadol hanehene miyigia kapo yoter miyire shamayim, which means someone who goes to work with Yirat Shamayim and benefits from his own labor is better than a Yireh Shamayim who doesn't benefit from his own labor. What's the reason? Rav Chaim Shmuel Lovitz writes, because the one who works with Yirat Shamayim is able to see so clearly that all of his efforts don't do a thing. Rather, it is only the blessing of Hashem that gives him success. That helps him strengthen his bitachon and reliance on Hashem much more than if he would not have earned the money himself, but rather have been given the money. A man who owns a jewelry store said to me that in November of 2019, he couldn't afford the rent on his store. One of his employees came to him and said he would lend him the money. The next day, the employee brought in a bag of gold that was worth $60,000, the amount of the rent owed. He told the owner of the company that he invested his extra cash in buying gold, and he is happy to lend it to him. The owner of the store took that gold and used it as a collateral to take out a loan from a Gentile with interest. In March, when all the stores were closing down because of the coronavirus, the employee politely asked the owner when he would be able to repay the loan as he needed the money. The next morning was most probably going to be their last day they were able to open, and the owner did not have any of the money to pay back. On the way to work that day, he prayed to Hashem saying, "This man was so nice to lend me the money. Please, can I earn enough today to pay him back?" In the middle of the day, a very wealthy woman from out of town walked into his store with an entourage. She had flown in to New York to purchase 2 million N95 masks that she was bringing back to her hometown and donating them. She had come to this store a year before, and the link from the bracelet she bought there broke. She was just passing by to get it fixed. While she was there, the owner showed her an exquisite piece of jewelry that she ended up buying for $43,000. The streets were very quiet that day, but the man knew Hashem is the one who gives him his business and he could still help. 5 minutes later, his phone rang. It was a man from out of town who made an order. He purchased something from the store for $20,000 and wired the money over. The owner took the $63,000 he had just made and repaid the loan to the Gentile. At that moment, including interest payments, he owed exactly $63,000. He took the bag of gold back and gave it to his employee. It was so clear that Hashem gave him the business that day. He knows every day, whatever business he gets is only Me'et Hashem. Another man was given a bill last year from his stepdaughter's high school for $27,000. At that time, he was just starting a new business and did not have the money to pay. His rabbi told him to pay for his wife's daughter's tuition would be considered tzedakah, and if he wanted, he could use ma'aser towards it. He accepted the charge and said he would do his best to pay. His wife suggested asking the school for a tuition break, but he said, "I would rather try to pay and ask Hashem for help." He took out a loan in September to start the payments. By the end of that year, when he did his taxes, he saw that he earned $270,000 profit, which made the $27,000 exactly ma'aser of his earnings. He thanked Hashem for the blessing in his first year of his work, and clearly saw the hashkaha peratid of Hashem giving him the money to pay for tuition. Birkat Hashem hita ashir. It is the blessing of Hashem which brings wealth. Knowing that and believing it will earn us eternal merits. Have a great day.